Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is waging a war of words this weekend over U.S. professional athletes who refuse to stand before games for the playing of the country's national anthem, saying they should be fired and suggesting that fans should boycott the games in protest of the players. Those players have waged a protest for what they see as disparities in the treatments of minorities in the country and Trump's own divisive comments about U.S. race relations, especially after he equated neo-Nazi demonstrators with counter-protesters after a rally last month in Charlottesville, Virginia. There were some verbal fireworks at the U.N. General Assembly when North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said President Trump's mentally deranged.
The U.S. policy and nuclear threats have continued for over 70 years, and these have led to the situation on the Korean Peninsula to a touch-and-go point. But in the United Nations, unjustifiable resolutions which illegalize justice as injustice are randomly adopted due to the high-handedness of the U.S.
China's Earthquake Administration said a quake in North Korea Saturday was not a nuclear blast, after saying earlier that the 3.4 magnitude quake detected was a suspected explosion. Meantime, China announced Saturday that it will limit exports of petroleum products to North Korea to comply with the United Nations Security Council sanctions on the North's nuclear and missile development programs. The Chinese Commerce Ministry said in a statement on its website, exports of refined petroleum to Pyongyang will be limited to 2 million barrels a year. Effective October 1st, it says sales of liquefied natural gas will be banned immediately.